Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Is there any voice that could define Boston more than the former tight end Jermaine Wiggins, who has a Super Bowl ring with the Patriots and is also on air at WEEI?
I can't think of another voice.
We do, stupid.
I can't think of another voice.
I would say that the Cowboys probably are America's team. Dak, man, I think he's having an amazing year. I think Jerry Jones, if he's smart, he pays that man his money. I mean, you look at the Dallas Cowboys. You got Amari Cooper. You got Jason Witten. You look at Randall Cobb. You got the kid Gallup. You got Ezekiel. You got a very good offensive line. So look at the talent that you have.
You're so nice, Jermaine. Like, why is your state so angry? Why are they so vulgar and vile?
That was our very own Jermaine Wiggins on in Dallas Radio, yeah, reading them the Cowboys roster.
Well, he was asking nice about job. Their weapons and whatnot.
Yeah.
Don't you think Dallas
you
has a ton of weapons?
No.
You don't think so? You
no.
wouldn't want Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes, I would.
You wouldn't want
Cooper?
Jason Witten.
No.
Well, let's go over the roster again.
You wouldn't want Amari Cooper?
Yeah, no, I'll give you
would
Cooper.
Would you want
Elliott.
Their offensive line?
Cooper, you just said weapons, and now you're already changing.
No, he wrote weapons on a note.
Weapons.
Part of it, yes.
he wrote it on a note.
Oh, so it doesn't.
He doesn't actually have one.
Rich, he told him during that interview that he'd take Garrett over Belichick as well.
That was crazy to hear.
Well, that's the
difference. That was hard to hear. And Dak over Brady. I was like, oh my goodness gracious.
What's happening? Jerry Jones over Kraft.
Yeah,
Dak's having a good year.
Did they? And so we're going to be going on with those guys coming up at 9:30. And we'll
big
see how
spot.
That goes. Yeah.
They seem like they're nice guys.
I'm going to pull up the
Dallas.
Roster myself. We can kind of compete going back and forth. Wideouts, tight ends.
I don't know a lot of backs. People. Those were just the guys I knew.
Uh-huh. I don't think Gallup's anything special. I think Dak Prescott's having a good year. Like at the beginning of the season, if you were like, ooh, you could have Cooper, Gallup, and Cobb versus Edelman and now, what, Sanu, Dorsett, Harry?
Yeah, but like, you didn't have Sanu at the beginning of the year.
All right, yeah, you had Josh Gordon. And you had Antonio Brown the second week.
Well, yeah, that's when the Antonio Brown, I'm all for it.
Yeah. All right. But, Danielle, you have something very special for the listener. You know, you're always thinking of ideas. Believe it or not, Black Friday is 1 week from today.
I know.
And so what do you get? What do you get the person in your life? What do you get your friends and family?
I don't understand. Why is Black Friday?
Oh, boy. That's not what this is about. No, I know, but that's not what this is about.
I know. I'm just asking it to see why it is.
Well, it's because companies were trying to get into the black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And right, so they sell a lot of stuff. They put stuff on sale.
That's
sale.
There you go. You answered my
that's
question.
That's what that is. White Saturday coming at you.
No, it would be red then.
Right. What do you got?
So if the person you love is hard to shop for and has everything mm-hmm. but may like the porn, Pornhub is selling lifetime premium memberships on Black Friday for the bargain price of $300.
Lifetime.
I mean, that's like, it's almost like the Olive Garden pasta pass.
But it kind of is.
Pass, right? Why would I want to buy something when I can get it for free?
You get no ads. You get the other stuff that you might not get
access
to.
Yeah, the other stuff.
Yeah.
Danielle, specifically.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know.
We don't want to go down this downward spiral.
Because the ads are 5 seconds.
Right.
I can.
But some people can't wait that long, dude. But here's the thing. If you have a short, like, if you're watching one video for what you need to get done, that 5 seconds is fine. If you have a short-ass attention span like me and I'm like, well, I'm already bored with this situation, you hop to the next one. Now I have to watch some ad about, like, an ADT home security thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's kind of like, cool. I mean, I'd love to have some home security, but this is not the scenario in which I'm envisioning it.
This is a good point and a nice friendly reminder, but this is not what I'm here for right now.
Oh, I didn't know they put those ads up. I thought it was just more about,
maybe
Brazzers.
You want to go from, you know.
Maybe somebody bought you the lifetime.
You
want
to go from 4 inches to 8 inches? Take this pill.
Porn bots that show up.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, the ads don't bother me.
So you can get that for somebody, though.
I want to know what else I can get.
$300 though, for a
lifetime.
What am
I paying for? What I get? I want to know besides the ads.
It's ad-free.
The porn site XArt.
Yeah, besides the ads.
No, that's not the one we're talking about right now.
I want to know what else
starts
getting.
Like an hour.
So am I getting like the actual, like there are some times where I'm like, oh man, this clip's only 6 minutes. Do I get the full clip?
Is it, are we talking about like the difference between like Hulu and Hulu?
So here's what the difference is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Break it down for
Thank
me.
You.
for the bargain $299 price for Pornhub Premium.
Not bad.
Lifetime subscription.
That's not bad at all.
Lifetime.
Lifetime.
You got bet on yourself there, really.
Right. Basically. Well, you can't, it's non-transferable.
Yeah, right.
Think unlike about some many, other things in that realm.
Right, but think about how many times you're going to use that in your life.
Right.
It's a pretty good bargain.
So you get access to 125,000 premium videos.
Ooh.
You get rid of ads on the website as well as on the app. And you allow higher resolution streaming. Streaming is the watching.
Streaming, I got it. Okay. Is this also, is there less viruses?
Fewer?
Yeah, is there less viruses?
Pornhub Premium normally
does
costs...
it automatically delete itself from your search history?
No.
Is that an important thing?
No,
it doesn't?
It should be a setting in there, though. Yeah, it should
right,
be.
Right,
that's
okay.
Why you have to go into private mode. I was going to it so often that it came up as a frequent button on my Safari thing, and I'm like, I got to get rid of this.
Well, that's why you just got to use...
Who's hacking my computer?
Oh, that's why you just got to use the phone.
Right.
Phone and mirror it with the television.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, phone... look at that. It's the stepmom stuck under the table again. How weird.
When's the last time your phone had a virus?
Poor Alexis Fox. Pornhub Premium typically costs about $100 a year. So if it's something that you
oh my use God, it pays for
years,
itself.
$299 is a pretty
bad.
Decent investment.
If your Outlook is more
and
than
I can
three
only
or four
get,
years.
So I can only get BBW and BBC on Black Friday?
No, you can get those all year round.
Oh, okay.
Not just for BF.
Yeah.
Do I get this price?
That price.
The price is
that
only on Black
is
Friday.
One week from today, so something to That's think it. About.
This okay. is scary, though, because this reminds me a lot of Greg Bedard's local website, Boston Sports Journal, very similar to Pornhub. And they offered a lifetime subscription. And, like, after 2 years, he's going to work for Vegas. He's not even running it anymore. So mm-hmm. you get your money back if you pay for the lifetime
that's
subscription?
That's actually a really good point by Curtis. Yeah. Is a lifetime really more of a, listen, we're not going to be around much
right.
longer.
Mm-hmm.
We're pulling the plug on this.
Right.
Let's see.
Because there's probably some fine print there.
Well, you can always go to X-Hamp or RedTube.
I know that you could, but now you're out your $300.
That is true.
You know, that's the big problem here.
Wow.
What are you going to do is you rob a bank. Yes, for $300.
One time. You'll get away with it, and then you can pay for the lifetime, lifetime subscription to Pornhub.
Also get the VR porn, so
Ooh.
That's fun.
I wonder how that is, the VR porn.
That sounds like a game changer.
Okay.
It does.
My kid has the VR PlayStation, so, and I've done that before,
right.
And I'm like, wow, this is pretty intense.
What game do you play? It's virtual reality for those who don't know.
Virtual reality.
Yeah.
There's some like zombie roller coaster game,
okay.
Which you're like, wow, this is pretty intense. It's like you're actually on. You actually feel like you're on a roller coaster. So I always heard of the VR porn.
Yeah. You've always heard of it?
Yeah. I mean, there's been like things if you've seen, they've talked about VR porn and this is the next way. I don't know. It hasn't really gone mainstream yet.
No, I don't know if it ever will.
The reality is a reality.
Nope. I don't know if it's going to be mainstream necessarily, but.
Why?
It'll be out there. I don't know. You think you're just going to be able to like go to like a Best Buy and there's like your virtual reality porn?
Well, I mean, you get the headset, right? It's compatible
can't you
with
just,
it.
Sorry, can you make it an adapter to like whether it's your phone or your computer?
Like, I don't think they're going to make it for PlayStation.
No, I'm saying PlayStation, but for your computer or something.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
But there's always going to be some wife out there that thinks VR porn is cheating.
No.
It's so, are you for real? There are women out there that already think porn is cheating, just like basically watching it on a website. VR porn is next level.
What about robots?
No, we already have those.
Like Westworld style robots?
Why are you calling the wives robots?
No. No, they have.
Because I saw Stepford Wives.
They have the actual dolls. They look lifelike, some of them.
And then you could get in trouble for that?
I don't.
Like with
think
certain.
So.
With certain.
Well, as long as you get her a doll.
Wives or husbands.
Because they have male dolls too.
Right.
Well, and then
gotta move them around. Them.
I don't trust those.
The
you
dolls?
Don't trust the male dolls?
No, if I don't have control over them,
just
like
the
robot is a very real concern.
No, but I think a doll you would have. Oh, the robot you would not.
No,
the robot they could be thick on their own.
The male doll you could just lay down and handcuff to the bed. It's not like you could even the robot
or your chair
you could.
Or whatever
you gotta have the lifelike feel one. I hate the people that get the blow up dolls. It's like you ever getting like the inner tube as a kid and the edge of it like the seam scratches.
But Danielle, I mean,
it's not good.
You're shopping at Walmart. You've seen some of these dolls. They're not blow up. They actually,
they're like $10,000. Yeah, they've got the real feel skin.
Like there are some male dolls the same way, $10,000. It's like you actually wait a second. Is that Tom Brady sitting in my living room?
Tom Brady's probably the last sex doll that I would buy.
Okay,
Fitzy has two.
Well, maybe for you it's the last one, but for Fitzy,
it'd be a hot, popular seller.
Yeah,
I think around the holidays.
I mean,
too.
I don't,
But you had something else too, Daniel, that is in this realm, which seems this seems even crazier.
This is a little bit more weird to me. So it most people, I think. The watch porn do it for the visual aspect, right?
Yes.
Correct.
We're visual creatures.
Right. Podcast porn is a new thing.
Podcast
porn.
What do you guys think hashtag dork is? You ever listen to that?
So are there hosts?
We'll probably get a whole bunch more hits all of a sudden when this stuff comes out.
You listen to the skate pod?
Oh, that's porn for you.
Easy, easy.
Dump that.
I'll turn you into a wet noodle real quick.
Is that ramen? Podcast
Who
porn.
Who needs porn when you got McAvoy?
Is basically the audio portion of it, and this isn't like touching on the ASMR thing at all, because I know that some people say that ASMR is like porn, and it's not. It's
well, some of them who some get into it are clearly going down that road.
Hungry Lips, have you ever watched Hungry
no,
Lips?
No, I've not, but
she does a lot of eating videos in the car. She likes the Starbucks and whatnot.
She's like, get with the bananas. Like, we got it. I've got plenty of potassium.
I've seen the black lady with the nails just devouring crabs and lobsters. It's the
ASMR the chew.
She's like,
yeah. Spirit. Yeah.
Just devouring.
I'm like, okay.
She was very excited when Cardi B followed her on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. In my entire life. The entire month of January was 70s and 80s.
It's a hard listen. It's
oh my
not
God.
For me.
Is that what some?
Is that what some?
Is that the lady that eats the jar of pickles too? Is it the same lady?
That's ASMR the chew. But that wasn't. But that's the one
pickle after
the
next.
Oh yeah, she loves them. That's how she. That's how she built her channel.
That's how she broke through.
Initially.
Just open up a jar of Vlasics and then you just start.
Worked, though.
So
it
the podcast porn is their host of the shows.
So it's basically like erotic readings, like an audio book, but they spice it up a little bit more. So
it's
you're
like
just
if you call a 9-1-900 number.
Yep,
yes,
that's
correct.
Exactly what
they have
it's
that
like.
For. If These Walls Would Talk by Dale, it's really good.
Somebody kind of get you in there, and it's like those books, like with Fabio on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody reading
those romance novels. Yeah, My Time on a Party Boat by Jermaine Wiggins.
I thought you were going to say it was more like just the audio version of
the movie. That's what I was thinking.
I'm like, I don't know about this.
It's almost like guided meditation. So they'll kind of talk you through a scenario.
I'd rather the auto version of the movie. Yeah, we are with Mendingo Brothers Moving Company. we're looking for Jennifer. Oh, so you want us to move all this stuff now? That's going to be, hold on. Hey, Jamal, how much did we say the price was again? $3,500? And then it's like, well, excuse me,
I don't
Jamal,
have $3,500.
$3,500. Well, is there anything else?
What are we going to do?
Is there anything else I can kind of give away? Well, you know what? Hey, that dress you got on? Kind of a little short there.
That's the whole podcast.
Marcus, what you think of that, bro?
Marcus, how many guys are over there?
Well, it's a movie
don't
company.
Answer it. Don't answer it. I mean, yeah,
she got a piano.
Have you ever tried to move a piano with less than five guys?
It's not happening. It doesn't get point.
So you have no money. Oh, we'll make it work.
I dropped my wallet. Sorry, Jerome.
Don't worry about it. We'll make it work.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Marcus, did you bring that... Did you bring the snake to unplug the unplug?
Yeah, you have the one guy who's super specific about it. He's like, well, I just backed the truck up and it's off the ramp and let me get the dolly. And you're like, you're too much into that part of it.
I do have the power drill. Hold on 1 second.
Bring it the box cutter. Like, is he actually moving the thing? Like,
that would be more actually entertaining.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there and
that wouldn't
like,
be bad. And then you just really let your imagination run wild.
Right.
Right? Because then that's,
Right, that actually is pretty cool.
Could you pick up that heavy box labeled toys? I know, both ends look the same.
See, that actually sounds
That actually might do well on the iTunes charts.
Yeah.
I think I'm blushing now just thinking about this conversation.
That could.
Hi, Dale. I'd love to come see you during the broadcast.
So you're the new professor, Dale.
Can I touch it?
How long have you been a professor?
How did he get roped into this?
35 years.
What is happening?
I was watching the Bruins game last night. I saw you.
Nice win. Nice win for the Bruins last night, by the way. Nice win.
Great win. I'm sure there'll be not really. Cassie was a little, didn't like the D last night.
Wasn't
outplayed.
Oh, Ken, come on.
Come on,
you're trying to nice get
Dale, there's some lady down nice security break. Waiting for you wants to come up to the nesting set between periods.
Oh.
No, listen. Let's just,
it me.
Just,
that's me tomorrow at the Bruins game.
Big game. Well, that'll be a lot
that's
of fun.
Exciting. Oh.
Well, now we know that. So you can $350 or you can start podcasting.
Yeah. I think the podcast has a future in that.
Yeah. Right.
Is that a tap handle?
It is huge.
What is our plan of attack for the simulcast here? What are we looking to do?
What are we doing? Maybe we ask them how they feel about, you know, the new Pornhub Black Friday.
I think
Friday
we
deal.
Ask them first. Have they ever robbed a bank? Do they know anybody who's robbed a bank?
Do they know anybody what are the percentages?
Listening to podcast porn.
Yes. Do you listen to podcast porn?
How much do ads bother you while you're watching? Like, would you get rid of those for $300?
Would you invest the $300 for a lifetime membership?
It seems like a pretty good start.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Why even bring up the football game? I mean, come on. We really know. It's like.
Because this is obviously, it's their morning show. I'm curious if they are a nonstop X's and O's Cowboys talk or if they venture into this. I don't know. You've been on the show. You know these guys better than I do.
When I was on for 10 minutes and it was just sports.
It was just sports.
There was no, you know,
Rich, I have their whole show breakdown from their Twitter account.
Let's take a look. I would love to hear it.
All right. Friendsgiving and Thanksgiving issues at 7:40.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have some Dallas any predictions.
That's Dallas, New England. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Degenerate picks, which must be a segment with gambling.
Oh, they have Shime on for that?
Yes.
Mutt?
Mutt's there. Yep. 8:30, which is 9:30 our time, they have the crosstalk. And at 9 o'clock, they have a football weekend preview. So it seems
I think they keep it pretty loose.
Pretty loose.
If I had to guess.
We got friends and family. So
and 9:45, Dale's joining to talk audio porn.
They're jumping in there to do his Dallas Stars breakdown. Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
Well, I mean, Dallas is where some of the original porn came from.
Is that right?
I believe her name was Debbie.
Debbie did it.
Oh, yes. That's a good point.
Duh.
Listen, you got one by me.
Such
right?
A rookie.
I only got one strike. Well, you got one by me.
You're a little younger, so I mean.
Right,
you know,
in the face.
That's true.
That's, you know, that's classic.
That sounds like an ageist. You sound like you're.
No, I was just going to say that's classic. Like, you can find that category.
Yeah, that is classic. No, that's probably the original.
Yeah, you can find that.
But before we get to these guys, you have no doubt that the Patriots win on Sunday.
No.
You sounded very confident earlier.
Because I agree with Curtis. Do you really expect a Jason Garrett coach team? I gave you his.
So I'm glad you brought that up because Jason Garrett stinks. I'm not going to make an argument for Jason Garrett, but did you think Dan Campbell, the PC principal of the Miami Dolphins, was a good coach?
No.
He beat the Patriots.
But if you say,
think Chip Kelly was a good coach?
If you're saying, can they?
Are you a big Rex Ryan guy?
So I'm losing.
They all beat the Patriots.
So they're losing on a miracle in Miami type play.
No, that wasn't PC principal. That was actually Adam Gase.
Oh, that was Adam Gase?
Yeah.
Dan Campbell was 2004, right?
No. That was more recent.
Was that when they went that? Was that the Steven Jackson game?
It might have been the Steven Jackson game, actually. Okay. I think I want to say it was about
that time. Yeah, I mean, they've lost to bad coaches.
That's what I'm saying. I just think, so Jason, because Belichick has the coaching advantage in every single game that he's ever been in.
Right.
And he's not, you know, he's not winning every single game.
What are the numbers, percentage-wise, the guys that have come in here that Belichick has lost to bad coaches versus bad coaches that have come in here and Belichick has
beat. The percentages are in his favor. And same with he wins a ton of home games. They're very good at home.
So that's why I'm saying
that. But Dallas has a lot of talent. You'd have to give him that.
I do. But they have a boob for a coach.
Yep, okay.
He's a moron.
The boob.
He should be doing podcast porn.
And maybe he will after the year. I don't know why he still has a job there.
Well, I think he might have Jerry Jones doing podcasts.
Good point. Jerry Jones probably has some stuff that he doesn't want people knowing.
Yes, there's
and maybe
definitely.
Jason Garrett knows that. And then we've sort of figured out why he's there. But do you think they slow down Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, that would be their number one thing, I would think.
And, but so was slowing down Lamar Jackson.
Right. Ezekiel Elliott has been slow these past couple of games. What do you have, 45
yeah,
yards?
Yeah, he actually has. You're right. The last couple of games, he wasn't great. But.
So, I mean, if your game plan is maybe you got to figure out in their mind which one do they feel is more effective, the Dallas's passing game or Dallas's running game?
It's weird because Dallas, Dak Prescott leads the league in passing yards.
Right.
But I still think their running game's better.
Right, because Prescott will make some bad decisions at times.
Yeah, he's got 9 picks on the year. He's throwing it way more than he has in his first 3 years.
And where's your strength? Your strength is
secondary.
You know,
I would think Gilmore just takes Amari Cooper out. I would think that's kind of, you know, pretty simple. But then now it's up to everybody else.
But it's also up to coaches to make good decisions. Like last night, I'm watching the game. I don't know if you see the game.
Yeah, Texans-Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts, and this is why I go even with Frank Reich's their coach, right?
Yes.
Absolute moron. Boyle, I believe the tight end's name is Doyle. Boy, I forget.
Jack Doyle.
He catches the ball. There's about 20 seconds on the clock. He gets upfield, picks up a first down. Rather than call a timeout and take a shot at the end zone, he just lets the clock run down and then calls a timeout with 1 second left and comes on and kicks a field goal.
Yeah.
Like, that's just stupid. You're inside. You were inside Houston's 20-yard line.
Yeah, but the way Brissett was throwing it, I don't think
but
he's
still,
gonna do
so
anything.
What?
No, I'm with you. I don't think he's. I don't. I,
and that's why
he's probably in the top half of the league in coaches,
right.
though.
And so that's what I'm saying. When you're looking at Jason Garrett, he's not very.
But that was another one where Texans Colts last night. Those are two potential playoff teams. One of them's going to win the division. The other one might get it in as a wild card. And they are not very good.
No,
like, that was not a. You didn't watch that and say, "Oh, watch out for these guys." Like, do they play the Texans in a couple of weeks? They seem like the same old.
It's 2 weeks in a row with the Texans, even Baltimore. The way Baltimore destroyed them.
Yeah, they crushed them. Yeah, so I don't think either of those teams are very good. But I don't know. I think it's too easy just to say Jason Garrett sucks. So they'll
I think
lose.
Jason Garrett will take a major dookie in his pants in the game.
That's an on the record prediction.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a prop bet for that?
I believe there is. Over and under. One or two turtles.
But do you think that we're going to get sad Tom Brady after the game?
See, now that's a prop bet right there.
That is. What do you think, Daniel? We got sad Tom Brady?
Sanu's not again? Playing?
Doesn't look like it.
Is Dorsett playing? Not playing either?
Dorsett was, I believe, limited yesterday. Yeah. So there's a chance.
Yeah. Well, I would probably bet on we could see sad Tom Brady.
I think moderate to sad.
Got it.
Moderate. We're gonna have I think to have he's going to. I think regardless of what happens, because I don't think it's you know one end or the other. I think regardless of what happens, he's going to scale up a little bit just because of the criticism over sad Tom.
Yeah, because he definitely
and he doesn't want to answer any more questions about it.
True, and I think he realized that that's only going to lead to more people
right.
being okay. like, "Hey,
speculation.
I'm so sorry you feel this way.
You need a hug."
So basically, sad Tom Brady's inside. We just can't see him.
Yeah, which is even sadder.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know he's deep down in there, right. and he's being fake. He's gonna have fake smiles.
He's putting on fakes. those fake smiles for us.
Yeah.
Even though, listen, Tom, we know that Kool-Aid smile's not real.
That's my prediction as well. All right, we're gonna do a simulcast with 105.3 The Fan in Dallas coming up next year on the Greg Hill Show.
The real post game show this Sunday after the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There will always be a vacation, a holiday, or a celebration. Put Awaken 180 to the test this holiday season and lose weight while others are packing it on. It will be Dale and Hart 10-2 today. They have a stacked lineup, though. Michael Irvin, 11:45, and Devin McCourty.
Ooh.
Those gentlemen.
There you go. Irvin's always good.
Michael Lombardi, OMF, 4 p.m. this afternoon. You guys mentioned the Texans went over the Colts last night. Patriots, Cowboys, 4:25. The injury report with Philip Dorsett upgraded to limited. No Mohamed Sanu. The Cowboys probably not going to have Leighton Vander Esch, one of their top linebackers. BC, tomorrow, 2 p.m., Fighting Cardinals' kickoff at 2:30 in South Bend. We'll have it for you on our flagship WEEI. And the Bruins over the Sabres last night, 3-2, in large part to Tuukka Rask. He had the save of the year in the third. I'm not kidding about Cassidy. He was kind of down after the game. He was criticizing
Sad Cassidy?
Net front presence.
We didn't do a very good job right in front of him. You know, you can dissect the game, you go back and look at it, and some things, you know, stick out more than others. But to me, I'm sure that it'll back it up that we were not hard enough in front of our net.
Wow.
You know, they're like 15-3-2
that
or
is,
something.
That's sad, Cassidy.
How many goals will David Pastrnak finish the season with?
How many games are in the season?
82.
I'm going to say 79. I mean, it seems like the guy scores every game.
He's on just about that pace. But, I mean, into the 50s, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay.
69 at least.
69, nice.
Peace host Minnesota Saturday, and the Celtics are at Denver tonight, 9 p.m. tip. The crossover is next. What we call it? It's like, it's
oh,
double
that's
crossover.
The crossover. Yeah. Two crosses. Yeah. All we got left is crossover.
Oh, we're
over,
calling
guys.
It a double crossover double now?
What are we playing, basketball?
It's a Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Send me who you are, get in the car.
Right now.
Reach for the stars, I want it all.
Right now.
Tell me who you are, get in the car.
Right now.
We got the final half hour of the Greg Hill Show. Keith in for Greg. Danielle and Wiggy are here, getting set for the weekend here coming up. And apparently we're going to do a double crossover. It's like Tim Hardaway, because we are going to talk with 105.3 The Fan in Dallas here momentarily. And then we'll check in, of course, with Dale and or Andy Hart by the end of the show here. But Patriots and Cowboys, Wiggy does not think this is a losable game.
No.
I think that it is, very much so.
I think it's not because of their head coach.
You just think Jason Garrett is that
bad? he'll do something that screws it up. He'll make a bad decision. He'll do what a lot of coaches that are not very good do when they come in, and they come into Gillette and they play against Belichick, is they, you know, they have a massa dookie in their drawers.
What do you think of Dak Prescott, who's in a contract year? It was sort of one of the offseason
stories. I think he's playing
good. Yeah, he is, right?
Yeah.
But because, you know, last week when I was asking you about Carson Wentz, you kind of like hesitated, and you're like, yeah, he's fine. Like, where would you put Prescott in the quarterback rankings in the league? Like, ballpark.
I would say top 15.
Oh, so you're not even, okay, you're only going top half. You're not saying top five. Because he's having an MVP type of season.
He is. But, I mean, I want to see that consistently over time. Not just, there are a lot of guys that have.
Matt Ryan or Dak Prescott?
I would take Dak Prescott.
I would take Dak. What about the guy last night, Deshaun Watson? I'd rather have Deshaun Watson.
I'd rather have Deshaun Watson, but Dak Prescott right now.
He's right in the mix.
Yeah.
Because I would say right now it probably goes Russell Wilson, still one, Lamar Jackson, two, just for MVP candidates. MVP. Not who you would want.
Right.
And then Dak,
I thought you
was
just doing top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, again, those are probably two different lists, but I think there's a chance that he could. All right, we are going to go right now to Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. We have Sean and RJ to talk some Pats and Cowboys. Guys, how are you? Hello?
WEI right now. What's up, guys?
Oh, wow.
Hey, how's it going? Wow. Hey. What's the good word down there? Yeah, we're good.
Are any of you picking the Cowboys to win Sunday?
I am, yes.
Why?
Because Ezekiel
Elliott's high as a kite.
I think Elliott's going to run all over the Patriots. I think the Patriots' defense is very good. Their one flaw would be the running game. They've sort of gotten by. You know, Nick Chubb had a bad fumble. Some of the other games that they were able to get by because the rest of the team was so bad. But the game that they lost, Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram ran up and down the field.
Right.
So we're gonna throw it all over you guys.
We can't stop the run either. Are you guys not? I remember.
Don't worry about it. The Patriots can't run.
Yeah.
Why not? Last year, the Chiefs, like the AFC, marched to the playoffs. You were running it down everyone's throat. What happened?
So the fullback got hurt, who was good, James Devlin. The center, who was very good. The left tackle should be back this week, but it's his first game after being on IR.
But Trent Brown left, who was the left tackle last year.
And then, you know, Gronk was good in the blocking game for them. Sony Michel is averaging over a yard less per carry this year than he was last year. It's just, it doesn't seem to be working at all.
But do you think the Cowboys are going to run the football? Because last week against the Detroit Lions, Zeke Elliott only had 45 yards on 16 carries. So what do you think is going to make that change?
Nothing. We're going to throw the football. I get the best quarterback in the NFL, leading the league in QBR passing, second in DVOA. I mean, what else do we need to do?
You guys have Russell Wilson?
Absolutely dominate.
Yeah. When did you get Russell Wilson? Trade deadline passed.
We got him last week.
Didn't get him.
Yeah,
didn't get him.
Lamar Jackson came your way.
Oh, you know, you know all those black guys look alike. So we got one of the three.
I think they're going to try to run it with Zeke, even though Zeke does not look the same. He's not as explosive. He's definitely not elusive. And RJ thinks that. RJ thinks that they're going to go in there and throw it in the nasty weather conditions all over a fantastic secondary with a shutdown corner. I don't see that.
It's not a fantastic secondary. He's played no quarterbacks. It's a product of the quarterback.
It's a fantastic secondary, though. Stephon Gilmore is the best corner in the league. He'll take out Cooper. Cooper might have three or four catches. He can have those.
Well, then actually, I feel good that we are going to win because they're going to come in here.
They're going to throw the football
all over the place.
That'd be a mistake. It's good for at least a pick.
We lead the NFL in sacks, so getting after the quarterback is pretty good. So, you know what? Hey, don't give it to Zeke.
I do have a question for you guys. Is Jason Garrett as bad of a coach up close as he is from far away?
Yes.
Okay. I figured it made it probably worse, actually, right?
And he comes on. You guys get the Brady interview, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. We get Garrett every Monday and Jerry every Tuesday. And part of our fear is we don't know what you at least go into a game knowing you're going to have an amazing game plan. You can count on coaching consistency. We have no idea what the hell the Cowboys are going to do. We don't know if they'll go away from the run, if they're going to go away from the pass, if it's Dak's team, if it's Zeke's team, what's going to happen with time management. It's a circus, in our opinion, with Jason Garrett. If he doesn't make the NFC Championship game, at least we think he's out of here.
And
10 years, right?
Jerry Jones, he had said that you need to get the ball more to Ezekiel Elliott. They need to get him the football, right? And then didn't he come out publicly and say that?
Yeah, I think they're trying to justify the contract they shouldn't have given him
and keep Dak's contract low.
Yeah, that's what it was. They're trying to say, hey, we need to pay this offensive line. Look at the time Dak has. We need to pay Amari Cooper. Look at the amazing receiver. We need to give it to Zeke. We just gave him money. We got to pay Robert Quinn. So he's trying to negotiate a little bit with Dak through us, we think, in order to not give him $35 million a year. But you guys do acknowledge Dak is having an MVP type year.
Yeah,
I got him in the mix for sure. He's having a real good year.
Jason Garrett, the worst coach in the NFL.
No,
we got
Freddie Kitchens is worse.
Adam Gase, we've seen.
Would
him
you
twice.
Say that they're worse? Like
Jason's a great leader, but X's and O's wise, we're gonna get lapped.
But isn't it fair to say that you might have the worst coach in the league when you look at the talent on your roster and go, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but Kitchens got talent, too. Freddie Kitchens is probably worse.
The Chargers, it's always us or the Chargers. We're the same thing. The Chargers are the NFC equivalent of us. But we're not gonna get coached to a win. We're not going to overcome something. Right. We never come in Monday morning on the Cowboys flagship and say, Jason Garrett coached this team to a W.
Right. We're not the Patriots who can't coach to a Super Bowl all the time.
But they do. You can't say this about every team. They don't quit on him. They do play hard every single week. We're just never going to go in with some type of strategic advantage where we're going to go, what? Oh, my gosh, they pulled this over on that team.
What's your relationship like with Garrett if you're interviewing him and then also saying how awful he is?
Well,
every Monday.
Every Monday.
Is he aware of like how you guys feel about him?
He listens.
I don't know if he listens.
Oh, he listens. At least I think.
Last week, after 10 questions about the game, and we asked him if Zeke is like off or why he isn't the same, Jason asked us if he goes, I don't know if you guys watched the game or not. Like, that was the biggest insult.
That's a
good one.
That's a sick burn right there.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty condescending.
But he's still nicer than Belichick. Like, can any of you guys get him not to be an a-hole ever? Like, why does he have to be such a jerk all the time?
It just works for him, I guess.
Yeah, it's DNA. It's in his blood.
Call his dad a jerk, too?
How do you guys let him get away with that? Like, the Boston media is supposed to be harsh.
Yeah. Six Super Bowls helps.
Yeah, that does.
It's results-oriented. We don't do that.
What would you ask Belichick?
I wouldn't ask him anything. He's not going
to
give an answer.
I would maybe ask him, Coach, would you like to still continue to do these interviews?
Then if he says no, and then now you don't have Belichick every week.
Right.
Yeah. No, you got to take him. Just like.
Exactly.
We can't get anything out of Jason either. Yeah. No. That's why they summer in. Where do they summer together?
I think they're in Nantucket or something.
Yeah.
He tries.
But at least when you're like, hey, we have Bill Belichick coming on the show, people will listen. If you're like, hey, we have Jason Garrett coming on the show, they're like, nah, yeah. Pass.
Hey, we get ratings no matter what, guys.
I'm sure they're listening for you guys, but Jason Garrett, maybe not so much.
Bill just likes there's part of him that it's part of the culture that he wants to have that culture in his locker room where the players don't say anything either. The one thing I would ask about the Garrett and Jerry Jones relationship, because we wonder how he's been able to coach so long, and we were talking about porn podcasts. What pitches?
Did you
say porn?
Is this
podcast?
The Robert Kraft podcast?
What is a porn podcast?
What's the name of this
Jerry
podcast?
It's like an audio podcast
for porn. So the question is, what pitches does Jason Garrett have of Jerry Jones that allows Jerry Jones not to fire this guy?
It's not
the same one Bob has of the massage therapist.
It's not Jason. It's not pictures. It's Jerry's ego that Jerry Jones thinks that this is his choice, his coaching selection. This is his, Tom Landry. So Jerry just wants to be right. And he's being stubborn versus, going with an upgrade or someone that can take them to the next level because he wants to be able to say, I found Jason Garrett to get over the Jimmy Johnson nightmares. That's why.
It's 10 years.
Yeah,
though,
it's a long time. It's about 2 playoff wins.
Dude.
Yeah.
You got to give a guy time to succeed.
He's coming into his own right now.
Jerry got accused of being too impatient. Now he's going the opposite.
Yeah. I guess Jerry Jones treats it like high school football. He gives the coach, 25 years.
All the time he wants. Yeah. Once he gets his recruiting class all the way through.
I mean, it took you guys 86 years to win a World Series. You didn't just give up.
His recruiting.
We almost did, though. Yeah. We almost did.
Hey, guys, yeah. Are your wide receiver, we're cross-talking with WEI, our sister station in Boston, are these wide receivers playing? I'm seeing all these different reports over Sanu and Dorsett.
My guess would be Sanu, no. That's just my guess. Right. It seems like he's leaning towards no. And then Dorsett, he was limited at practice yesterday, so he might play. He's coming off a concussion.
We're hoping on Antonio Brown to come back.
Yeah, that's right.
We're keeping that door open.
Antonio Brown.
I saw that report from you
Christian
guys.
Foyer.
Yeah, Christian Fourier. Scoops Fourier here. He had the report. Scoops.
Kicking the tires.
Yep. And he's going to have some new stuff at 2 o'clock, he told us.
Yeah,
too.
So make sure you tune in.
We're looking forward to that. Yeah, I mean, we're hopeful. And I think a Cowboys win would maybe push them a little bit more in the direction of bringing Antonio Brown back.
It would, but they have Jason Garrett as their coach, so that's it's impossible.
So you don't have Tom Brady as your quarterback. So it's
would
like
you guys rather have Tom? Seriously, Dak or Tom? Who do you think on Sunday is the better player right now? You can say Dak. It's fine.
Yeah, so we both know the answer.
Is having a better season? I would say Dak is having a better season.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, so, but if you're asking.
So you'd rather have Dak Sunday?
No, if you're asking me for one game, I'm always going to lean towards Brady. Because the last 2 minutes of the game, I don't know what Dak Prescott is. I know what Tom Brady is if my team's down by
four.
What
if you're down 14 in the last 2 minutes, which you're going to be?
Well, then I don't think it matters if
that's over.
I don't think it matters if you have Dak or. Yeah.
Now, if the Cowboys don't re-sign Dak Prescott, would they be interested in Tom Brady, who's a free agent at the end of the year?
Well, Tom without Bill is Ryan Fitzpatrick, so why would one want that?
Really? Wow. How do you base that off of?
So, wait a sec. Yeah,
stats, numbers, everything else.
What about Bill without Tom? What do you got there?
I mean, we'll find out in like 6 months.
when he's playing for Dallas?
When he's playing for the Chargers. When Tom's playing for the Chargers.
If Tom Brady's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, what's their record? Still 6-4?
Right now?
Yep.
6-4, 5-5, I don't know. Not any better.
You really believe yourself. You're just lying.
I believe everything I say. I believe all the things I say. I don't know where you're getting this.
So what are they going to do next year without Dak Prescott then? You got your MVP guys.
We're going to franchise Dak in the worst.
And then he'll hold out, and then he'll then what?
And then we'll franchise him again. And then he'll have his $40 million.
People don't say no to Jerry.
He's going to get his 35 a year. Do you guys think he's worth 35 a year?
That's what the market rate is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I don't think Jared Goff is worth what he got.
No, he's not. He's better than Goff.
Dak's going to get more than that. So what's
Dak is better than Wentz. You agree?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
All right. So they got 32 and 33. So
that's probably what he's going to get.
Yeah, he's going to get somewhere north of that.
How do you guys like Michael Bennett?
Love him so far. Are you surprised it didn't work there?
A little bit. I thought he was going to be better here, but they didn't want him to just rush the passer, and that's kind of what he does. So they decided to move. I mean, the defense isn't. He wasn't really playing anyway, so it didn't really matter. But I thought he had something left, and at least with you guys, he seems like he's doing all right.
This scheme didn't really fit what he does well. The scheme that they play here with their defensive lineman hand in the dirt. They like to move linebackers all around. So it really didn't fit what he does well. What Dallas does is they just get edge rushes to come off the edge. That fits him a little bit more.
His shoulder pads freak me out. I can't look at that.
Way too small. Yeah.
What's the weather going to be?
Awful.
Rain. Yeah, it's rain, bad.
Cold. Yeah, gross. Yeah.
Something that Dallas is probably not used to playing in.
Well, at least we can run the football, though. You said you can't.
We cannot. Well, no, the Patriots cannot run the football.
Well, yeah, you guys ran it extremely well against the Detroit Lions.
That's because we had the MVP candidate throwing all over the place. Watch the games, Wiggins.
You're just telling. You're telling me you can run the football.
They don't know week to week. They don't know what they're going to be.
We can do whatever we want.
We can. We're choosing.
All you guys throw screens. That's it.
But I can only judge a team on what they did last week. So
oh, that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so what did you guys do last week?
So Brady can't throw beyond 15 yards. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, but we got a good defense, though. So.
Yeah, the defense is great. Yeah.
Okay. And how many Cowboy fans do you guys expect? Will this be the biggest fan infiltration of a Patriot home game this year?
No.
Who would bring more?
I feel like the Steelers usually show up with a lot of people.
Not many, though. They're not invited.
No.
Yeah, so not many.
Jermaine, are you known as a homer there in Boston?
I'm known as a homeboy. Homer is.
I like it.
Yes.
So we have one smart person in Rich.
Yep.
Picking the Cowboys.
I got the Cowboys, unfortunately. Yep.
Okay.
Well, Danielle's picking the Pats.
I'm picking the Pats, yeah.
Yeah. Are both of you guys picking the Cowboys?
I got the Cowboys, but it's going to be the largest defeat in Patriots history at home.
Wow.
Tom Brady era? What's Tommy
that
Boy era.
Yeah. He bet this
big
game
score.
On, he bet this game on Tuesday. He picked 35-21 and I picked
How
many times have you picked against the Cowboys this year?
Betting or actually picking?
Both.
I bet against him quite a bit.
Okay. He's not a Cowboy. Yeah. He's not a Cowboy homer. His problem is he's a Patriot and Tom Brady hater. He went to Tennessee, so he's in love with Peyton Manning. So it's all
like a real quarterback who actually throws the ball more than 10 yards.
Yeah,
on the field.
Yeah, that Denver Super Bowl, he was chucking it all over the yard. Good
point. That was a bad one. That's a bad one. We'll talk about that one though.
All right, guys. Hey, good stuff. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thank you, guys. You as well.
All right, that was Sean and RJ from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
They had a good line or whatever they were on. You know, their landline.
Well, we heard the radio studio.
Patched it right on through.
Well, it's pretty good with their
technology.
They had that, like, Tommy Curran Opal app.
All right, we will come back, wrap things up here on The Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station WEEI. That's a rack, that's a rack. No strings attached, that's a rack, that's a rack. Water on my neck, swim through that, that's a rack. Back from the back, that's a once, that's a rack. No strings attached, that's a rack, that's a rack. No
Lil Uzi Vert.
I was just about to say that. Wrapping things up here on the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah. Hit her once, Rich, that's a wrap.
Did you know that who that was?
No. No. Okay. I couldn't have guessed. I mean, I've heard. Right. It's not like the first time I've heard the name. But
okay,
I just,
so you've
I wouldn't
heard
have
the
known.
Name
yeah.
Little
yes.
Uzi Vert.
Yes. Greg will be back on Monday.
Oh.
So sorry, Daniel. Well, that was on the air.
Daniel happy today.
Oh my goodness.
That was
glowing.
Yikes.
It's fun. It's a fun day. We have fun. We
all
left.
Right. Opening this weekend at the box office.
Oh.
You get to go to any of these movies.
You know I'm a movie buff.
I know you are. So
movie
there's
connoisseur.
You get a free ticket to go to any of these movies. Which movie are you going to see? Frozen 2.
Yep.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood or 21 Bridges?
21 Bridges, man. It's not even a question. You don't even put those other two movies in that category, man. Frozen and Mr. Rogers'
Neighborhood. There are other people in the room, Jermaine. Oh. I was just throwing that out there to the group.
I don't think he knows that.
I don't know he doesn't.
Who? But I would ask
the whole time.
No, I want to.
21 Bridges, if people don't know, is the movie that Black Panther is in, and so is Tim Riggins, by the way.
You mean Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah, that's Black Panther. An embattled NYPD detective is thrust into a citywide manhunt for a pair of cop killers after uncovering a massive and unexpected conspiracy.
Yes.
So that's what you're going to see.
Yes.
You don't want to see the Mr. Rogers movie.
There's a movie coming out that's actually about WEEI. It's called The Two Popes.
Here's what I want to know, because I never get this. What did Mr. Rogers do
He lived in Wakanda.
Well, he wished he would have lived in Wakanda.
I just bought a crib in Wakanda.
He'd still be alive.
The technology is through the roof.
Yeah, oh, the technology.
You gotta, admit the stuff they're doing there.
I want to visit Wakanda, but, I'm not dark enough. It's only, I'm too light.
Gotta be a certain level.
Yeah, right. I'm a light-skinned brother. You can't get into Wakanda.
But Mr. Rogers was an actual nice person in a world where there are no nice people. That's
so
what
we're
was.
Making a movie about nice people nowadays?
Yeah, we should.
That did not. What
There's
did
a million movies. You can't make one about a nice guy.
I mean, Fred Rogers did nothing.
No,
he
no.
entertained millions of children.
Well, but you know,
you're the one who was chirping about Sesame Street a month ago.
Yeah, but I thought
it was a nice power hour. You go Sesame into Mr. Rogers. Jesus. You feel better about yourself. You learn something.
I thought if it
you
was
feed the fish.
If it was
oh,
the
oh yeah,
if it was the
play with your trolley.
Yes, listen,
guys,
for $300 a year. That's a lifetime. I see. Now, if it was the Mr. Rogers that I heard the rumors about where he was like an actual assassin.
Right.
I don't know if you ever heard that.
I don't believe that turned out to not be true.
Right.
Is that, now, that was on Mythbusters. Yes. They said
no,
he was not
no.
a trained killer.
See,
Mr.
Now,
Rogers was
now
not.
I'm interested. But if he's
You're interested a, only if he was a killer?
Well, if he's just a nice guy.
Why can't he be a nice guy?
Because, I mean.
He's talking about.
It's a children's show.
Complimenting Jerome. People. Right. Use your imagination.
I'd rather.
He had weird puppets.
What's the name of it?
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks.
Lady Amberlin.
I'd rather see
Pink Friday. Lady Amberlin.
They were all kind of
terrifying AF.
Really scary.
I'd like to go to a silent movie with Wiggy.
I don't talk in the movies. That's rude. I'd rather go see a beautiful.
Okay, just imagine a movie's on in that room.
Huh? No one hears you. No one hears you. All we hear are bones crackling.
Not happening.
Can you imagine Wiggy going to see A Quiet Place?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I saw that movie.
That's
movie,
pretty good. No,
I'm
not
a talker in the movie, but I don't like people talking in the movies. I talk after the movie.
Do you? Are you the kind of guy that turns around and goes, "Hey, shh"?
Yeah, I say, "Listen,
you do the loud
pipe
shh.
Down."
Yeah.
No, I just tell people, "Shut up,
capiche?
Shut up, we're trying to watch a movie here." I would rather watch A Beautiful Day, A Beautiful Day in Brownsville, the Bill Cosby story, than the whatever his name is. It's boring.
Is it
the
too
Bill
white?
Cosby
no,
story.
It's just too boring. It's
Have you
like,
heard the news recently on Cosby?
Well, yeah, but that's what I would want to see.
He wasn't a great
see.
Guy, it turns out.
No, but that's what I'd want to see.
So you only want to see stuff about psychopaths?
No, like, I want to see something that's going to be entertaining.
Danielle, would you rather see this, 21 Bridges, or Frozen 2?
I would like to see the Mr. Rogers movie. Yeah. 21 Bridges I would probably watch like at home on demand.
I feel like that's like
but
a
what,
at home
what
movie.
About the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood?
Because it was a show that I grew up on. So
everybody
I think it would be
it.
Interesting to
everybody
see Tom Hanks
show.
Portray him and see the story
yeah,
and
it.
Feel good, you know?
You don't like Tom
negativity.
Hanks? Do you not like Tom
no,
Hanks?
No, I do like Tom Hanks.
There you go. But I'm sure he's going to be delightful in this.
Greg doesn't like Tom Hanks.
I just
really?
Feel like it's a boring... It's a boring movie to do. It's a boring
so
person.
So you want
to
go see like an action
so you
movie
didn't
or
see
something.
That. They did a documentary, which I'm sure is right up your alley, about Mr. Rogers on HBO.
No.
It was like very good. It would move you to tears, perhaps.
But see, I want to see a documentary about somebody that's entertaining. That's the difference.
That Richard Jewell movie looks awesome.
It does look really, really good.
I do want to see good. That. That Richard Jewell thing was crazy.
That looks good. But there's something entertaining about that. So
that
he's
dude,
a nice
the dude
guy.
That played, did you see the I, Tonya? Did you guys watch
oh,
that?
Oh, that movie was
yeah,
incredible.
It was really good. And that guy that plays Richard Jewell was in it was
yeah.
hysterical.
Amazing.
I heard
so
such
good.
An idiot.
But that's what I want to see. I, Tonya. Movies about people that there was a
that
little.
Attack other people.
No. It was just entertaining. So the guy was a nice guy. He had a children's show.
Well, maybe you need to watch it to find out if there's maybe some other things there.
There's not.
He's yeah. very successful for many years.
All you can do is Google. What's his name? What was his real name?
Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
Mr.
What if he robbed
Rogers?
A bank? Huh? Would you watch it then?
Yeah.
It sounded like I was a big Mr. Rogers.
I'm not saying you were a big Mr. Rogers, but you would be aware of him.
Yeah.
His existence in the world.
Yeah,
would
I
not
knew.
Be like a...
I didn't know his first name was Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Okay.
Well, it was Dick.
Yeah, Edelman was really excited about that, wasn't he?
He was.
If you missed the Edelman interview, you could check it out on WEI.com.
What do you want to go see?
21 Bridges. Yeah. I'm just arguing the other side of it. And yeah, I would rather see that for sure. Yeah, but Edelman really wanted to call me Dick. That was like his... Between that and his answer on The Mandalorian was
seems
as,
like you
as
guys
excited
got...
as he was the...
About anything.
All year.
He
I
was surprised.
Long calling Richard a Dick.
Seems like you have a lot of... And he said he would come on the Dork podcast.
He kind of left it open-ended, I feel like.
He said text him.
No,
yeah, he did. Dick. You don't think he's coming on?
Burst your bubble.
I love to, yeah, just text me, bro. I'll get back.
Text me, bro.
Text
like,
me.
That sounds
well,
like.
You put a bro on the end?
You don't think that meant bro. He's coming on? Curtis said he was on his way to the station.
Yeah,
he's
been
record.
Looking for you.
Because you
we're
going to
do like a Mandalorian a third of the way through the season. What are your thoughts? And
I
then he's going to talk about Baby
I think
Yoda.
He'd be really good.
I think he'd be great. He was super into it.
He knew a lot. He kind of taught me about who the Mandalorian was. I'm
and now I think
check
you're
going to
watch it, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
Seems like it's pretty entertaining.
Well, you think Mandalorian's an exotic porn star.
That'd be a great name.
There's already a crossover on that. There's for sure going to be that. Have you watched Mandalorian yet, Daniel?
I haven't. I haven't.
You're not going to. I can tell by the tone, the way your voice kind of went up a couple.
I would like to. Like, I actually, you would like to? I said, the, like, I
forgot
I said
you're
yesterday.
So swamped. Yeah.
No, well, I actually am. I logged into Disney Plus and then I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to go watch Tom Hanks and You've Got Mail on Hulu.
Okay.
Which I did.
So you bought Disney Plus, but you haven't watched anything on it.
I didn't buy Disney Plus. I'm a Verizon Unlimited subscriber, so I get a free year of Disney Plus.
See, I gotta get Disney.
Must be nice.
Making that big radio money. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Not yes. mean?
I do know what you mean.
Same as I did
gotta
on
get
the
that Disney Plus. Yeah,
I don't know what you mean either.
I'll check out Mandalorian.
All right, no crossover here with the guys. They said, you know what? Keith can do it because I'm going to stick around till 2.
Right. Boy, Dale is pissed at you. Whoa.
So,
I'll check out.
That doesn't sound good. Dale and Andy Hart are coming up. They got Michael Irvin and Devin McCourty on the program.
Man, Dingleyorian.
Yes.
Is that even a thing?
Saving the galaxy.
Also, programming note.
One stroke at a time.
Christian Fourier has a lot to say at 2 o'clock. Oh, that's all I'm going to say.
All
that's
I say
all
is,
I'm going to say.
I cannot wait.
Fourier has got the rebuttal to the rebuttal.
I cannot
and it's coming
wait
your
for
way
too. Scoops Fourier.
Scoops is going to be all over
at
it.
2 p.m. I want to see right. his response to
I am looking forward to that.
Jeff the latest Howell. On Chara at 2.
If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text app to 37937. Again, Greg will be back on Monday. Good job by
it's
Ken, Curtis, Wiggy, Danielle.
Wow.
And Dale and Andy Hart, who will be in for me, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.